Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As always, folks, there's so much to talk about, and it is so fun to talk about it. By the way, I want to give a shout out to my buddies, Craig. I went to school with Craig and his brother. They're now in the movie business, which is great. They make spectacular. The stories these guys tell are amazing. Two of the most talented guys I've ever met. Idols of mine when I was in college. Craig and I had a lot of the same classes together. Both of them served in the Navy. Dale, his older brother, was the captain of the Dallas where they filmed Hunt for Red October, and Dale was the XO for a boat. I'm not sure what boat he was on, but I'll get the information and maybe pass that along. But kudos to these guys. We do a phone call to catch up. I was very fortunate when Dale got out of the Navy. He came through St. Louis, and we actually had dinner together. And we need to do that more often. I want to get together with you folks more often and do more things. Many, many more years behind me probably than in front of me. And so I want to make sure that I spend the remaining part of my existence really enjoying the friendships and the people that whom I've met along the way, and letting you guys know how much I appreciate your friendship and what that little time frame that we had together, how memorable it was for me, and hopefully for you. And then we celebrate whatever's coming next, with the reunions. I know when Melissa and I got married, we had a group of friends that we'd known for decades and brought them all in the destination wedding. And it was one of the most amazing events in the sense that we were looking at how we'd met all these different folks. And it was such a hodgepodge of things. And that's grown even since then. So certainly want to do that. Anyway, I want to talk about this thing that's going on with Trump. Is Trump had dinner with a white nationalist. And then I saw a thing where Trump says Kanye or Ye screwed him over. He used different language. He says he screwed me over. He brought this guy in. And I'm thinking, how is this a story? I'm really curious. How is this a story? Donald Trump had said, okay, so here's what I want you to understand. I'm a white nationalist, right? So I have dinner with a black guy, Kanye West. I've dined with many black folks, as you know. I've been given the NAACP award. I've been given all kinds of awards from black folks for what I've done for the black community, but I'm a white nationalist. Now, they paraphrased me over at Charlottesville. They won't give you the full statement, so you know that's a lie. I'm having dinner. I want to remind you, the story right now is I'm having dinner with a black man who brings a guy whose name is Nick Fuentes. He didn't bring Bubba Gibson from Appalachia. He brought Nick Fuentes. I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Kanye's a friend, says, hey, I'm going to be, are you available for dinner? Sure. Hey, I got a buddy with me. You okay with it? Yeah, bring him. No problem. You know, he's got to go through Secret Service, but no problem. We'll check him, make sure he doesn't have any weapons. And then Donald Trump sits down to have dinner with his friend, and all hell breaks loose because the black dude brought a white supremacist, a white nationalist. Now, I want to understand this because let's sidebar Trump for just a second. Okay, let's sidebar that. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I realize I'm not an expert in epidemiology and virology, but I'm going to give you my take on this dinner. Because apparently, in order to understand this thing through the leftist point of view, you have to just know through the experts that Donald Trump is a racist. Now, as I've said, he sat down with his good friend, Yay, whatever you want to call him, Hooray, O'Day, I don't care, whatever. He says, yeah, brother, come on in. Black man, you can come have dinner with me. And the black man says, hey, by the way, I got this dude with me. He's a white cat. No problem. Bring him too. Let's come to Mar-a-Lago, to my little land of milk and honey, and we will have dinner together. We shall dine with one another. So then he says, hey, how you doing? Yay. They hug it out, whatever. The Secret Service says, keep your hands in front. He hugs it out with Trump. And he says, by the way, meet Nick Fuentes, not Bubba Gibson from Appalachia. So Trump says, hey, nice to meet you. Have a seat, you know. But what are you having? What are you having for dinner? It's on me. Treats on me. Yay. Blah, blah, blah. So they sit down and have dinner. Everybody gets up and leaves. By the way, this wasn't a private meeting between these three white supremacists. This is Donald Trump inviting his buddy, who apparently called him up, hey, I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago, can I come have dinner with you? Yeah, come on. He didn't say, who are you? But wait, Kanye, don't you realize you're black? I don't want to have dinner with you. No. He says, come on. So Kanye has dinner with him and brings Nick Fuentes. Now, look, I speak a little bit of the Mexican, okay? Okay, I speak that language. I don't know why I'm doing it in Italian, but I do. I speak another language. So my Mexican may be a little rusty, and my understanding of surnames could be a little bit off. But I know this. I haven't met many white guys named Fuentes. Should I spell it for you? It's a F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Fuentes. Which is a Hispanic name. Now, I don't know if he's one of these George Zimmerman types who is a white Hispanic. And for the record, I don't know very many white Hispanic white nationalists, but maybe they exist. As I said, I'm no expert in epidemiology and virology, which certainly applies here, right? Get that shot. So, Donald Trump is being accused of hanging out with white nationalists as he dines with a black dude who brought the white nationalists. Now, look, I'm just going to say this. I want to be very clear. I'm no expert. I'm repeating it. This is the third time. In epidemiology or virology. But here's what I'm guessing. I'm trying to figure this one out. How does a white nationalist named Nick Fuentes get to become buddies with Kanye West and then go sit down with Donald Trump? This was one of the most amazing infiltrations of Donald Trump I've ever seen. I mean, this is spycraft that should make Mossad proud. They got a black dude to befriend a white nationalist and then get Donald Trump to bring them into the fold and showcase Donald Trump's racism. Boom. Who knew? How tricky those guys are, man. I did not realize how racist Donald Trump was until somebody broke this story down for. Okay, nobody did it. I did this for myself. I did, without consulting experts, so I want you to take this story as a grain of salt, because it might not be true. See, it might not be true that Donald Trump is not a racist, who has a friend who's black, who brings his white Hispanic friend to dinner, who everybody calls a white nationalist, and for the record, I know nothing about Nick Fuentes. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Put that last one in there in case you speak Mexican like I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So much to discuss today, folks. I'm considering how the Kevin Jackson Network can cover more ground, produce more stuff. And I have to limit it to a degree because the more things we do, the more it taxes the team. And, you know, we're trying to figure out how to get this team more spotlight. I think we're beginning to solve that. But here's the thing, I'm only one person. And here, leftists provide us so much rich entertainment, so much, it's a target-rich environment. It's on display everywhere. Leftism is truly on display, and we're better than couture and fashion. We talked about this with Balenciaga the other day. Welcome, folks, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Leftism on display. When I say on display, I mean figuratively. Literally, on the body of these models, these leftist elitists who put so much effort. I heard one day they said Nick Cannon had $1 million shoes on. They were diamond encrusted. I mean, what are you going to get for those in a fire sale? You know what I mean? If you got to file bankruptcy, that's the way I measure stuff. They get these guys, they make, oh, this piece that they made for so-and-so cost $250,000. What do you get if you melt it down? By 13 grand? That's what it's worth.
Oh, but it was made by so-and-so and done by this and blah, blah, blah. The time, money, and energy folks put into this stuff is ridiculous. And particularly when you understand, when you consider how leftists pretend to care about their fellow man. They care. One necklace off of their body can send a kid to college, can buy somebody a home. At least their perceived value of it anyway. What they paid for it. Wouldn't you like to be one of those guys that says, yeah, I would make a special jewel for you. I make a special dress for you. The dress would cost you $500,000. And I don't know how much time you put into a $500,000 dress. But let's say that materials, 20 grand, 50 grand. 100? You want to go for 100? Okay, 100. And then it takes you, what, a month to make it? So you clear $400,000 in a month because you made this spectacular dress. No, somebody grossly overpaid for all of it. One dress at the Oscars could feed a village of Africans, but nobody ever says a word. Nobody ever talks about the overindulgence. I mean, I shouldn't say never, but they rarely do.
Oh, they fly there in their private jets, Kevin, and with their big carbon footprints.
Okay, great. So we got that out of the way, the global climate issue. I'm talking about just the shoes. Oh, look at the shoes that so-and-so's wearing. Those shoes were made by Jimmy Choo. Those shoes cost $15,000. Probably made by Little Laotians or something. You know, the shoes cost... Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say these are the best possible shoes you could own, comfortable they or stylish. They cut the leather out of this or that or the other. I give you $5,000 for them. $150,000 for some shoes? Whatever. Really? We're talking one dress, one pair of shoes. One set of jewelry, one hairstyle. Hairstylist, your hairstylist for the Oscars. Oh, they charged me $2,500 to do my hair. Multiply that across the board. Oh, so-and-so, he's wearing a Balenciaga. He's wearing a Gucci. He's wearing a Kyton. He's wearing a blah, blah, blah. I don't even know the good names of stuff anymore. I thought Hugo Boss was a big deal. Is he? Is, what's the guy, the gay dude? I forget it. Anyway, is he a big deal? I don't know who's a big deal anymore. I don't follow couture to that degree. Anyway, these guys want to save the spotted owl or some beetle that's in a forest so you can't go do deforestation. They gather like moths to a flame, pretending that they give a crap. That's what leftists do in caring about stuff, right? Baby seals and save the whales and all this other stuff. But their fellow man can starve to death because I'm not giving up my $15,000, $150,000 shoes. I'm not giving those up. I'm not giving up my jewelry. I'm not giving up my hairstyle. I'm not giving up my designer dress. I'm not giving up my fat vehicle that got me to the thing to begin with that probably cost $250,000, maybe $1 million, right? I'm not going to give up that lavish home I have that overlooks all these poor people that I get to, you know, reign over. Lavish lives they live, folks, and they give little back to those who are really in need. Most of these elites feel like their time is their donation, and some of them aren't afraid to say it.
My presence is charity, just who I am.
You tell them, Jay-Z. As I said, they leave their multi-million dollar homes, they get in their million-dollar vehicles, they head to a red carpet event. Why? Because they want to be seen. Because being seen is what fuels their value, what they call their Q score. See, you and I aren't worried about our Q score. The Q score is how many people know you. We don't worry about that. The only thing you care about are the people around you. How many people know you who give a crap? That's the real question. So anyway, on The View, Alyssa Farah Griffin, who used to be a Trump supporter, she said this about Balenciaga, who we talked about the other day. She says Balenciaga played right into the hands, to their hands, talking about people on the right by having kids in a sexualized manner, carrying something that represents, you know, sex acts. She continued, I think it was a really bad misstep, a moment where it's just kind of dangerous, of a dangerous time to give credence to those of insane takes. Now, she's talking about us on the right. She's saying their sexualization, they're putting these little kids in bondage situations, is fueling us on the right. She's not even mad. She's not mad about it because it's the wrong thing to do. She's mad about it because it'll fuel us. So let me put it a different way. If I see that ad, I don't go, you know what? That ad is what is going to fuel the left. I'll tell you this. The reason how we got to that ad is because leftists don't care about the sexualization of children. They don't care. For them, that's what children are for. There are groups dedicated to it that leftists support. So what, the little redheaded girl has a white bear in a bondage situation, you know, in bondage gear and in a bondage situation? That's just San Francisco, right? I jokingly said, I'm glad it wasn't a black bear, and because at least they give the impression that they want to save the polar bears, which eludes the climate change. So that's probably what the ad person was thinking about when they created this bondage series for children for Balenciaga, or whatever it's called, Balenciaga. And of course, Kim Kardashian says she's going to take a wait-and-see attitude because you know why? She makes a lot of money from these guys. And then Hostin, who's also on The View, said this. Yes, I mean, we can't even show a picture because it's just so distasteful. But what's also very distasteful is, like, Balenciaga lately. Their stuff is just ugly. Well, I'll give her credit. At least she called it distasteful. But I will tell you this. I'll take full credit for calling Balenciaga out for their sexual predation of children. Kudos to us if that's what they want to think about us for protecting kids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are lots of different types of people out there, and the ones who support Biden, there are two types. There are the stupid people that just support Biden. They don't know why. They're just taught to do it. They do it. And then there are the freaks. And by the way, there's not a lot of any of them. Despite Joe Biden being the most popular guy on the planet ever, bigger than the Beatles, bigger than Elvis, bigger than Little Richard. Oh, baby. Yeah. I just suspect maybe he's not as popular as they portray him. Oh, I know, Kevin. It's not so much Biden's popularity. It's those that hate Trump. That's why they support Biden. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, whatever. If you want to believe that. Anyway, but going back to the freaks. So, there are people that just vote for Biden or like Biden because they're just trained to do it. They're trained SEALs. They wouldn't know, you know, milk duds from deer droppings. But the freaks, they like Biden. They really do. They genuinely like him. And his administration is a hodgepodge of leftist weirdos in all of these various departments, and they're just there for show. None of them have any real responsibilities except to execute on what the puppet masters tell them to do. And I'm not talking about Biden. I'm talking about people above Biden. See, it used to be before we had coups in America and the government was taken over by fiat. It used to be that the presidency of the United States was the most powerful guy in the world. There was nobody above him. Or her, if her could have made it. Just hasn't been one good enough. Anyway, leftists want us to see the freaks of nature that are part of the Biden administration and now walk, you know, among us. And we've seen them all the time. They've been somewhat invisible, which is what you want to really be as a freak. I mean, there are people that go, man, Kevin, you're a clown. Yeah, I do. I'm a clown. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a funny guy. I just like to make fun. I see humor in everything. But I don't go around in a big old multicolored clown afro wig with a big old button on my nose and wearing clown shoes. I just choose to hide my clowndom. Speaking of which, my name is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. By the way, if you're in Florida, February the 9th, we will be performing at the Palladium Theater, sponsored by Salem, and we're going to bring the funny. And we're going to be talking about stuff like this and hanging out with a bunch of right-sided freaks. And yes, I do know you people are freaky too. We know freaks exist. I speak of them often on this very show. I remind us that we are freaks as well. We are freaks. We are nerds. We are weirdos. The music you listen to, I think, is freaky. The stuff you like to do, I think, is freaky. I think it's nerdy. I think it's all that stuff. But you know what? Still love you. Don't care. I mean, as long as it's not hurting anybody, be a freak. There, I told you, I have an acquaintance. I don't know the guy very well. We met over a weekend when I was at MIT. But he likes to play war games. He lives for the weekend to go play war games. That's freaky. I'll do it once, but I'm not going to be part of your war game crew. Kevin, you want to join the club? No, 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 I don't. Many people ask me to do stuff. I'll do it once. I'll do you a little freak. And I'm not talking about, you know, crazy stuff, you know, sexual freaky or whatever. But I'm saying, if you want me to come see you square dance, I'll come once. But I ain't coming around a bunch of times. Don't be announcing Kevin will be here next week, too. No, it's not going to happen. If you gathered up all these people who love square dancing from the Bush administration, that number would be small now that we're on the subject. And we could laugh at the idea of people living for the weekend, living for the next square dance. We would just go, ooh, Kevin, do you believe it? Bill loves the square dance. The reason why I can bring it up is I had a tech who worked for me, and he loved the square dance, and he invited me. Kevin, you ought to come around square dance, man. Be a big hit. People love you, man. They love you. And I said, okay, I'll come once. I said, but understand this. It'll be the seventh sign, and the world is coming to an end because I ain't coming again. Black man at a square dance, please. Talk about getting pulling your Negro card. Oh, yeah. I would mail it in. But the point is, I would go once, even if I had to nail it in. But here's what we wouldn't laugh at, folks. We wouldn't laugh at the square dancers if they demanded that we learn how to square dance. Or they outlawed any other kind of dance and call other dances racist or sexist or homophobic or whatever. Well, brings me back to the Biden freaks. Biden nuclear official stole a $2,300 suitcase from the airport. I'm sure you've heard this story. If you see this guy, you used to see this guy with the Rachel Levine, who is the transgender director or something. You should see there's a picture of these two together that if you saw that picture a decade ago, you'd look at it and go, who's messing with me? If I said to you, that's going to be people in high rank in administration in the future, you'd say, Kevin, you are losing your mind. We should post that picture again. The guy I'm talking about shaves his head, wears big loop earrings, makeup, tries to look like a woman, wears a dress, high heels, and serves in some capacity. Non-binary drag queen is what they call him. So he's not a transsexual like Rachel Levine is, who he's pictured with in the one that I saw. He's just a drag queen. And here's what the Washington Examiner reported on Sam Brenton. He wrote, Sam Brenton had a lot to be proud and thankful for when his selection as Joe Biden's Deputy Assistant Energy Secretary for spent fuel and waste disposition cleared hurdles. And here's what he wrote on social media at the time. I've prepared for this moment in a technical sense for a decade. As a self-described gender-fluid cross-dresser with a liking for doggy role-playing, Brenton knew his lifestyle might be a hang-up, but it wasn't in the end. And he goes on, they say this. This is what he tweeted in June. As one of, if not the very first openly gender fluid individuals in federal government leadership, I was welcomed with open arms into the Department of Energy all the way up to the secretary whom I shared the stage with in a Pride Month celebration panel just today. I don't know about you, but my heart is a flutter. So this is who Joe Biden. Look, I don't know this person's credentials, but here's what I do know. If you're that much into your who you are and what you represent as a person and the first non-gender fluid or gender fluid, I should say, gender fluid individual, blah, 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 then I don't think you're very good at your job. See, because people that are good at their job, that's very secondary to them. If he had said, I'm very proud to be among the first very qualified, highly qualified individuals to do this job, or give me some credential. Your credential is that you're excited to be the first gender fluid person? That's strange to me. They said, Britain seemed to navigate both roles well, advocating nuclear policies and posing in drag, sometimes with notable trans officials, including Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine. But today, Britain is sidelined, suspended in a criminal case, and a tangle of alleged lies to police. The headline most likely played up theft charges against Brenton, who the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport police said chose the pronouns they and them. Well, good. I'm glad they took care of him and made sure that he was not mispronounced. Dare somebody go to jail over that? But let's talk about Brenton. Let's talk about the investigative, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? How well does the FBI really dig into Brenton? Sam Brenton. You know, into they or them. Choose your pronoun. Because what Brenton did, they say, is he took a flight from D.C. to Minneapolis-St. Paul on the afternoon of September the 16th. He checked no bags. And after landing, allegedly went to the luggage carousel and pulled a blue Vera Bradley bag off. Now, he's got no bags, but he pulls his Vera Bradley bag off. Now, is Sam forgetful? I mean, his boss is. Does Sam have a brain disease? Well, his boss does. Or maybe Sam saw somebody with that really cute bag and went, you know, that bag is to die for. Because, see, last time I checked, he was supposed to be part of nuclear policy and responsible for how do we get rid of nuclear waste. That's what I think his job's about. But this guy who flew with no bag from D.C. to Minneapolis decided, that's a bag I like. And like most leftists, decided, that's a bag I'll take. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
I know you don't care about gender or sexuality of people who provide most services for you. I had to go buy a battery the other day. I swear to you, there was a big dude there and a woman, and then I saw another guy at the auto zone or whatever, and the woman ended up waiting on me because the big guy was leaving. It was off shift, and I didn't even think for 1 second, is this woman a woman? Is she a man transitioning to a woman? Is she gay, straight, married, unmarried? Nothing. I just said, here's my car, here's what I need as a battery, and she looked it up and said, what model vehicle? And I said, this one. And she says, oh. And we talked batteries for a bit. And I don't know. Here's what I do know. She was not a Guatemalan midget, so I didn't have any interest in her. None. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. my dry cleaner is I think they're Korean, but I'm not sure. Because, you know, them Asians love their dry cleaning. Yeah, get all Joe Biden on you, right? You could hardly go to a 7-Eleven without seeing a Pakistani working there. You know what I mean? But, no, Joe Biden's not a racist. But I digress. So I go to this. I've been going to them for quite a while. They're in Asians. I don't know if they could be total freaks. Maybe they're all married together. Yeah, I don't know. But there's usually two women that wait on me. I mean, different times. And one time they lost my pants, and I told them, I said, you've lost a pair of pants. Oh, no, Mr. Jackson, we did not lose your pants. I said, yeah, you did. These are the items I had. You didn't return them. I know, because I don't have that many of this particular pants, and I know they're dry clean, and I remember bringing them in. No, sir, we look. I don't know if we look is like some strange language that they speak, but they apparently did search for my pants. Oh, we looked. Yeah, so they looked for my pants. And about 3 days later, they go, oh, Mr. Jackson, we called to tell you, we found your pants. And I was like, well, great. Because we went back and forth through multiple phone calls. Mr. Jackson, we don't find. I said, they're there. And I don't know, somebody may have them. I hope they bring them back. But somebody got my pants and y'all screwed up. So they give me a $10 gift certificate. And now they know my name. And they take extra care. Mr. Jack, you have 6 items. And they go through the whole deal. But here's the thing. I don't know if they're gay. If I knew they were gay, I'd have raised, holy cricket, boy, y'all lost my pants. You bunch of gay people. Oh, y'all in some trouble. See, I wouldn't have done anything like that. It didn't matter. We don't care. You know what I do want? When I bring them in there and I go, hey, this is a ketchup stain on some beige pants that I really like. You know, what kind of ketchup, Mr. Jackson? Heinz. Great. They put a note. You know, store brand, food mart. You know, they put a little thing on there that says what it is, and they do a good job of getting it out. That's what I care about. I don't care. I'm joking about their English, but that's the way they speak. They don't speak. They are not first generation Asians. Do I care? Am I walking out of there with my racist ass? Oh, shoot. Y'all ain't black up in here. Oh, when you go somewhere and black folks come work, do a good job. And now they treat me with respect because I didn't raise holy heck over losing my pants. I said, listen. Fine, you couldn't find them. When you do find them, just please call me, because I did lose pants there. I didn't say, I'm going to sue you. I didn't look for my receipt. I just said, no harm, no foul. When they found them, they gave me $10 off my next dry cleaning, and the rest is history. Going back to, you don't care, folks. Even if a gay masseuse were, I said I was going to get a massage, it wouldn't make me nervous. How would I know he's gay? I mean, unless he was all effeminate, and I couldn't presume he's gay, you know, but he probably would be. I do have a gaydar, and it works pretty good. I won't tell you, you know, it's over in the green, but it's in the yellow. But all I would expect from my gay masseuse is excellent service. No lip service about, well, let me rephrase that. No discussion of gay issues. You know, tell me about your march and this and Kevin. Black people, we suffer the same stuff. You know, listen. Just put the massage into the right muscles, the selected muscles of my choice, and let's just get this thing done, right? What we're talking about, folks, is what this story about Sam Brinson teaches us. Sam Brinson is Joe Biden's assistant. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for spent fuels and waste disposition. He deals with nuclear waste. Now, I don't know Sam's background, but he's caught up in his gaiety. And it teaches us this, that the people Biden hired were not hired for their competence necessarily. They were hired to showcase diversity. That was the first and foremost thing. Not is Sam Brinson the best. Now, he's spiking the football. Ooh, look at me. I'm the first gender fluid person in the bed ever in a high position of leadership. He's in a position of leadership. And the gays are excited. The LGBT community, ooh, we got Sam, we got Rachel Levine, who's a transsexual. Sam is a cross-dresser. Who goes by the pronouns they and them. Is that not the most silly thing you've ever heard? My name is Sam Brinson, and I go by the pronouns they and them. Okay, whatever. So, hey, dude. Yo, you. That they lead with this stuff. And we go for this nonsense. It's so crazy to me. But here's what I wanted to ask you this question. I'm leading to this, and I want to finish telling you what Sam did. But is Sam Brinson the Jackie Robinson of the gay fluid? The gay fluid, of the gender fluid? Is he? Is he going to make people so proud? Oh, I can't believe. Oh, my gosh. He's the first gender fluid guy in leadership in the administration, in an administration. That's amazing. Hey, surprise. There are gender fluid people leading all across this country. And you know what they aren't doing? They aren't making a big deal about it. They don't care. They just go do their jobs. As I said, if you could be whatever you want to be, why do you want me to have to recognize it and like it? Well, now Joe Biden's deputy assistant director of waste and energy, of energy for waste and all that, and spent stuff. Let me tell you, now he's in a pickle. Because that other side of him got out, that other side that we wonder about, that we say, look, if you're going to be in the foxhole with me, I got to be able to depend on you. And here's a guy who's over energy waste disposal, nuclear disposal. I don't know how qualified, but I'll guarantee you this. He's not the best candidate for the job, not even close. Now we find out that this guy takes a flight from Washington, D.C. to Minneapolis, St. Paul, spotted a bag. He profiled somebody with it. In other words, he saw that bag and went, now I'm going to tell you something. I know this for a fact. If Sam Brinson were a straight heterosexual dude, that person's bag would be safe. That Vera Bradley bag would not have been kidnapped at the airport. But no, Sam Brinson, he's more about his gaiety. He's more about feeding that beast within him that saw that Vera Bradley bag. Somebody checked that bag, and you know what that sucker did? He said, I'm going to get in first class, and I'm going to run off this plane, and I'm going to go to baggage claim. And knowing that he had no bags, he went to baggage claim, and he grabbed somebody else's bag. And you know what he's saying? You want to take a guess when detained about this thing? It was an accident. Okay, so you're flying without a bag, but you go to baggage claim and you pick up a bag. And oh, I don't want to get all gay gender issues on you, but you pick up a bag that gay people like, that cross-dressers like. See, as I said, a heterosexual dude wouldn't have picked that bag. He would have picked a black bag. He'd have just said, give me that black bag or some golf clubs. But not Sam, no. Picks a blue Vera Bradley bag, tore the name tag off, and stuck it in a handbag. Then, they report, fled the area at a quick pace. Now, the victim, described as a known adult female, reported the bag missing, identified it from a video of the carousel, said the bag and the contents had a value of $2,325. They caught Sam later at the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Hotel. Anybody want to guess? Indeed, Sam was holding the bag. And said, oh, it's a total accident that I went to baggage claim to get a bag that I know I didn't pack and stuff it into my little purse and then briskly escape the airport. Oh, I can hardly wait to see what the Biden administration does with Sam Brinson, their poster child for the gender fluid.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.